Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 and FY23 earnings conference call of Sirca Paints Limited, hosted by Dalal & Broacha Stock Broking. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nilay Dalal from Dalal & Broacha Stock Broking. Thank you, and over to you.
Hi. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us today to discuss the fourth quarter and full year FY23 earnings of Sirca Paints India Limited. During the call, the management will be referring to the presentation and financial results, which are available on the stock exchange as well as the investor relations webpage. From the management team, we have with us Mr. Sanjay Agarwal, CMD, Mr. Apurav Agarwal, the Joint MD, Ms. Shalu Arora, CFO, and Mr. Suraj Singh, Company Secretary cum Compliance Officer. Let me hand over the floor to Mr. Apurav for his opening remarks, followed by the key financial highlights from Ms. Shalu, post which we can open the floor for Q&A. Over to you, sir.
Thank you so much, Nilay, and a very good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Heartily welcome to our earnings calls for quarter four and financial year 2023. It is a pleasure to be talking to all of you this evening. Now I will begin with a brief overview of the quarter gone by and the financial year, followed by some updates on the latest strategic initiatives taken by the company. The financial year 2023 ended on a good note for the company. We reported a top line of 268 crores in financial year 2023, as opposed to 200 crores in financial year 2022, meaning a growth of 34% over the previous year. This performance is despite us not being able to realize the full potential of quarter four of financial year 2023 due to some external issues such as construction and spray painting bans in Delhi NCR and regions of Haryana. We witnessed a slower offtake in January and February. The sales momentum was though regained in the month of March. Now coming to our strategic initiatives, launch of OIKOS. As communicated in our investor disclosure earlier, the company has launched one of the most globally renowned brands, OIKOS, in India. OIKOS specializes in decorative, solid color finishes, and texture paints, which has been an area of interest for us as a company. OIKOS is positioned as a luxury category product, and it will be a perfect fit for our existing business. We will be launching OIKOS across the country through our existing distribution network, while also creating a specific touch points exclusively for OIKOS. These experience center will be aimed at enhancing the brand's image in India, and at present, we have such stores already in pipeline in cities like Delhi, Hyderabad, Bangalore, and Raipur. OIKOS will strengthen our wall paint portfolio and has the potential to be a very good category in itself. Thus, we have also decided to ultimately get into manufacturing of this range in India at our existing wall paint facility. This project, though, will be taken up in a couple of quarters. Manufacturing agreement with Sirca Spa, Italy. Another important update during the quarter has been our landmark manufacturing license and technical know-how agreement with Sirca Spa, Italy. This is an extension of our existing relations with the Sirca Group, Italy, where the company has now acquired the rights to manufacture 10 different polyurethane wood coating products in India, which were earlier imported from Sirca Spa, Italy. Sirca Spa, Italy, will be providing the technical know-how to us in order to manufacture these products as per Italian quality standards. These products roughly make up 50-55% of the company's total revenue of Italian polyurethane coatings, and thus it will allow us to cut down our import bills, optimize greatly our inventory days of finished goods, increase our manufacturing in India, and strengthen our operations on pan-India basis. The Aqua, the company also has recently launched a new water-based coating range, the Aqua PU. This is a key launch in the luxury PU product kitty, in keeping with the global trends of transition from solvent-based coatings towards water-based coatings. The Aqua PU is a safer to use in children's furniture since it contains almost no volatile object content and emits no odor. Because of its water-based properties, it is ideal to use for furniture for kids. Now, I will hand over the microphone to our CFO to take you through the financial highlights for the quarter. Over to you, Shalu.
Thank you. So now I'll highlight 4-5 points and then we can open the floor for the queries. So in Q4 and FY23, revenue from operations was 68.27 crores, registering a 26% growth year over year and quarter on quarter. EBITDA margins for the quarter stood at 19.2% compared to 21.6% in Q3 FY23 and 17.4% Q4 FY22. PAT for the quarter stood at 9.49 crores, an increase of 53% year over year, an increase of 10% quarter over quarter. For the full financial year, the company reported its higher ever top line of 267.75 crores, a significant increase of 34% year over year. While EBITDA margins for the year stood at 23.05%, higher than previous year, that was 18.9%. Net profits for the year stood at 46.11 crores, a substantial increase of 66% over the previous year. On the balance sheet front, we have been carrying higher inventories, which is essentially our last purchase from the Italian company for those products which we are going to manufacture here in India. This stock will run down in coming two quarters by the time we'll stabilize our manufacturing operations in India. Going forward, our inventory days will be reduced. Now, Nele, we can open the floor for question answer round.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have a first question from the line of Sudarshan Padmanabhan from JM Financial PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. So my question is, on your strategy for the decorative paints. What we understand is this space is becoming extremely competitive with several new players coming in. How do you think you can differentiate yourself, from the rest to take up market share and make the division a bit more formidable? My second question is on the capacities and the utilization. Now, I understand that we had, some capacities coming in, 2021, to add, to the strength of the existing manufacturing unit, the other unit. Where do we see the capacity utilization, and with the full utilization of capacity, how much of sales can we do?
Okay, so to answer your first question, in towards the decorative side, we have done a strategic tie-up with Oikos. We are going to start with the sale of special texture paints, which is becoming very popular globally and also in India. We have seen the market moving from wallpapers to special texture paints, which are different from solid paints that is sold by most of the key decorative players in the country. So this is a product which is a niche product, but it is going to help create the brand Circa a popular brand for in a popular name in the wall coating industry as well. So we are going to start with the texture business, which is very well welcomed with the help of Oikos in India. And with their technology, we are also going to manufacture certain decorative products which are quite different from what currently is being offered in the market. We do have a product kitty of 14 products which stands in line with the major decorative brands in India. But besides this, with the texture paints that we are launching and the couple of products with technology of Oikos that we are launching in solid paints, which are 200% more in coverage and can be achieved in a better time. So it is going to be a revolution product which we are going to, you know, place with the brand positioning of Circa, where we have, you know, a recall as a luxury. We are recalled as a luxury brand. So the strategy behind decorative is with the 40, you know, the products that we will be offering in the market. With this, we will be positioning with the dishes and two high quality products of Oikos. With into your second question, for the city utilization, currently if we talk about, you know, we are at almost 30 to 35% of our original capacity utilization, where we are manufacturing majorly the Unico PU and the thinners. Now, with the new setup that we have done, we have expanded our manufacturing facility, and with the start of manufacturing of 10 products which were earlier imported and now will be manufactured in India, which contributed to almost 50 to 55% of the imported sale, we are expecting that the current facility in this financial year will reach to almost 80% utilization. And at a peak, what we can reach at a right product mix from this facility, about 400 crores of revenue. So at the peak with the right product mix. So currently, you know, we originally had a capacity where we could reach to about 230 to 240 odd crores of revenue. Besides this, we have added 6 automatic mixtures which can produce almost 18,000 liters a day, and annually it can contribute to about 54 lakhs liter, which can again generate a revenue at the right product mix of about 150 crores additionally. So together, you know, the current cities, we can reach out to about 400 crores at peak, and you know, as we go forward and our majority of the production, you know, switches to from NC melamine to PU, yes, the peak turnover will be 400.
And if I can squeeze in one more question on the working capital, you had, you know, talked a little bit about inventory coming down, but now with us manufacturing, you know, one of the key products internally, and second is if I look at the paint industry, I mean, the raw material is all around the place. I mean, if you look at it, you know, so how do you manage the balance between the working capital cash flow and your gross margin?
Currently, as I told you, still our 70% of revenue is coming from the imported products. Now, with these products being manufactured in India, the key products which are manufactured in India, we are, you know, going to cut down on our inventory days quite dramatically, because currently with the import cycle being, you know, increased almost to double logistics days, and the raw material sourcing, especially in Europe due to Russia situation, has been a big problem. So our inventory days from Italian import has increased dramatically. Now with this production coming to India, the raw material for producing these products in India, 99% of the products will be sourced locally from India. Currently, for manufacturing Eco PU, we are maintaining working capital cycle of about 35 days. The same we are expecting to maintain the same working inventory cycle for the products that now will be manufactured in India, which were earlier imported from Italy. So the imports in Q1 and Q2 of current financial year is going to go down dramatically, which we are seeing already. And since these products will be produced in India and the raw material which will be used to produce this is sourced 99% from India, we are going to, cut down on inventory days quite effectively.
And I would assume that it will also, save a lot of costs because, I mean, the landed cost of import would be higher than the landed cost of anything sourced locally. Is that right?
Absolutely. We are going to save on the freight and the duty side. So, we are going to save on the cost side as well.
So, how much would be the difference, if I can ask?
See, we are expecting on an average of about 40 to 50 rupees a liter, reduction in our cost.
Okay. Sure. So, thanks a lot. I'll join back the queue.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Manan Poladia from MKP Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah. You are audible, sir.
Okay. First of all, congratulations on a great set of numbers. So I'm kind of new to the company. My first question, sir, is that in the decorative and industrial space, what would be the revenue breakup?
See, currently, if we talk about decorative contributes to only 3% of our revenue. So currently, majority of our revenue is coming from the polyurethane, purely wood coatings.
Okay, so this Italian PU that you are going to start manufacturing in India probably, you're saying, correct?
Absolutely. So the majority from the PU and apart from the NC Melamax Indian PU, which is manufactured in India.
Right, sir, understood. Also, sir, secondly, you mentioned a lot on the working capital cycle and the days reducing. What would be a target ROCE or ROE metric for you guys internally as a company?
See, we seriously are on the higher side when it comes to inventory. And as I explained to you that with the imports bill going down, we are going to cut down our inventory days, and we are expecting that we are going to cut it down almost by 50%.
Oh, okay, understood, sir. Fantastic. If I could just squeeze in one more question.
Yes.
Hello. Yeah. So my next question was, now that you are moving your production over here as well, like since most of your production will now be product that you produce yourself, is there a steady state EBITDA margin outside of the jerks from the oil price movement that you could give some guidance, like even a 5% range would do?
See, yes, we our gross margins for sure is going to rise, but for at least a year ahead, we are not expecting, any dramatic change in the EBITDA margins because we are going to use this additional, savings that we have in terms of the COGS in the advertisement side and towards the market scheme side also. So majority of the year, to invest in the advertisement and the dealer trade margin side. So for a year, we are not expecting any dramatic changes. But on the long run, for sure, we expect that it should happen.
So for the next 2 years, should I say 20-25% is a decent guidance?
Absolutely.
Perfect. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Anupama Bhutra from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much. So I just wanted to understand the margins when it comes to retail and PEN. So I guess decorative and industrial. If you can throw some light on that.
So yeah, on the polyurethane coatings means the wood coatings, which is the majority revenue contributor currently in our company, our margins from retail OEM are more or less the same. We sell at a very higher price at when it comes to retail, but then the schemes flow out to contractors, architects and dealers in the form of short-term schemes, long-term schemes and ATR, finally, the final realization that is from that comes to the company from a dealer and OEM at the end of the day, we have the same as the same margins from both the sides. And yeah, obviously the margins in the polyurethane is much higher compared to the decorative.
Okay. That's helpful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Ankush Agrawal from Surge Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for taking my question. One broader question. So if I look at last 3-4 years, our company has gone to a major transformation wherein, you know, we have gone from being just a trading company, largely dealing in imported products, largely in the North region, to now wherein, you know, we are having a lot of products, like we have expanded to Uniqlo range as well. We have gone into manufacturing, which, you know, will again expand, and we have started expanding into existing geographies as well. But if I look at that, even after doing all this transformation, we are not seeing any tangible positive impact. Like, our growth rate is now like slower than what we were doing pre-COVID. The margins are still at the 23-24% kind of thing. The working capital is still bloated. So what is not working over here? Like, when can we expect some tangible benefits coming out of this, all the transformation that we have done in the last 3-4 years?
Yes. When we talk about the manufacturing in the Indian side, we currently, you know, as I told you, companies said more than 70% of the revenue still is coming from the imported BU side. We have started this project of starting manufacturing wood coating and wall coatings in India, but our vision was, you know, to ensure the Italian identity of the brand alive. On the contrary, our competition was moving towards made in India products. They were earlier importing and they were starting to manufacture in India before us. Our original identity of being a pure Italian and a luxury brand, we wanted to retain it for a longer term, keeping in mind PU was a secondary and it was specified by architects, and architects needed that Italian identity. In last 1 year, we have seen a major change when this PU is becoming actually a commodity and no more a technology, and recently only we have, you know, finally decided to manufacture the majority of the imported products also in India, which contributes to majority of our sales. So once these products now start getting manufactured in India from the next month, obviously the pricing of these products are going to get better. The margins in the longer term are also going to get better with the due course of time, because we plan to, you know, spend a decent amount of the money saved from manufacturing these goods in India rather than importing, also on the advertisement side. So as our policy and as our vision, we wanted to keep that Italian identity. So we were slow on the side of manufacturing the key polyurethane coatings, which we were importing from Italy in the pure brand Circa. Now, once this is going to be in the market from the next month, we are expecting, you know, that we will have a big boom, and our capacity utilizations are going to, you know, should be utilized quite quickly. So by the year end, we are expecting 80%. So this will give us a better growth in the coming couple of years, both on the revenue as well as on the margin side.
Okay. So one thing over here, like, what could be the margin expansion that you're expecting in the longer run? Obviously, this year you want to invest in distribution and marketing, but in the longer run, what will be the delta that you can get once you start manufacturing all this product?
Yeah, Ankushi, can you repeat your question?
Yeah, so what I was saying was, like, you have mentioned that this year you are going to reinvest the extra margins that you're going to get from the manufacturing into distribution and marketing. But what is this percentage delta that you can expect in the longer run from the benefit out of this manufacturing?
Yeah, so, you know, keeping in mind that, yeah, for at least for 3-4 quarters, we are going to heavily invest towards the advertisement side from the advantage we have on the COGS front? And with this, we are expecting a major rise in the revenues in the coming quarters. And keeping in mind the revenue being rising from the investments already done, we are expecting the margins to rise from all the four, you know, fronts. And keeping in keeping all the factors in mind, we are expecting that the sustainable EBITDA going forward will remain for next to two to three years in a range of 21 to 25%.
Okay, so you are saying for next 1 to 3 years.
Next 2 to 3 years.
Okay, so only post next 3 years is you are saying that you will see margin bump.
In next 2 to 3 years, you will see. I missed a couple of words.
You're saying that the margin is going to stay in the same range of 21 to 25% for next 2 to 3 years.
Absolutely.
So the benefit of manufacturing in terms of margins will start coming post 3 years is what you're saying.
So as of now, the projections that we have done is also considering the opportunity that we have in the market and also the happenings that is, you know, that we hear in the market. So a lot of non-paint companies that we have seen are entering the decorative and also the wood coating markets in India. So in the paint segment, we are expecting a lot of other brands also coming in. So we are trying to, you know, forecast ourselves and strengthen ourselves in terms of, you know, placing our products pan-India. And also, you know, advertising in a way where we have a better recall value of the brand. So considering all the factors, we are expecting that we are going to spend decently considering all the factors. So 2 to 3 years, we are expecting 21 to 25%. And post that, yes, if the projections that we have, if that happens, obviously, we will see a bit of rise towards the EBITDA side.
Okay. I'll get back
in. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure management is able to answer queries from all participants, kindly restrict your questions to two at a time. You may join back the queue for follow-up questions. We have a next question from the line of Piyush Jain from NX Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So I just want to know, currently we have any manufacturing sales, yeah, whatever 70-odd% of sales is the imported sales from Italian PE only.
Sorry, can you repeat your question?
Currently, do we have any manufacturing sales contribution in the our overall revenue?
Yes. So out of the total 100%, 70% is coming from the imported and 30% is the products that are manufactured in India.
So manufactured products in India is other than Italian PU, because Italian PU we
would be Italian PU. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so continuing what you are answering to our last participant, that other non-paint and other people are also entering into this wood coating market and all those things. So what differentiates yourself? Because what we understand, you have some tie-up with Sirka and some Italian coating and Italian PU you are selling. So is that something easily manufactured by anyone, or you have something different in the product quality or something which other cannot manufacture, or it is like anybody can enter and manufacture same type of quality or something?
I would put it like this, that our PU, polyurethane coatings, till 2 years back was actually a technology, but now it is becoming a mass product. But when I say that it is becoming a mass product, it is not that the same product with the same specification can be manufactured by anyone easily. So with Sirka Italy, we have that expertise of the formulations and the ingredients of the polyurethane that we manufacture, which do give us an edge in the market. So very, you know, small example that I put into it is that one of our key customers, Sleek Kitchens from Pune, is a very, you know, known brand when it comes to the kitchen industry. was taken over by one of our competitor 3-4 years back, and you know, we were supplying to this brand for last 15-17 years. The product was set on their line with a lot of technical you know, assistance that we gave to the customer, because PU will remain a technical product because it is a 3-component product. There is a base, there is a hardener, there is a thinner. It behaves differently in the different weather, and we have, you know, learned this from last 22 years because we are the oldest selling polyurethane coatings in India. It is becoming mass, but it do require a technical support when it comes to achieving the right quality. So we believe that the product can be manufactured by anyone, but to give it the right justification, ki boss product to bana diya, now the justification of the product is when it gives the right result. There we have the best expertise. So coming back to sleeve, still, you know, it has been owned by one of our competitor brand who do similar wood coatings, but they could not replace the products that were used by Sleek Kitchens when it was Kitchen Craze. So like this, yeah, we do have our own expertise. We do have our own key areas which, you know, allow us to stand out, especially in the OEMs and when it comes to the retail side also, because we are able to, you know, give that kind of technical support. So all our teams are techno sales in that respect.
So I have seen Sleek Kitchen has been has come back to us again or no?
Yes, I'm saying that Sleek Kitchen is still using our product even okay. After being taken over by they never stopped.
Okay, sir, capacity utilization, you said 35% we are running, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
So, matlab, what is your future guidance where we can achieve some around 70-75% ramp up of the capacity can be done? Because what I recollect from the earlier earnings call also, we have given some target 25-30% of growth, and that is also conservative side, and maybe we can grow by 40% or something. So, considering the competition you mentioned, do we still want to stick with this growth number? And when we can achieve a 75-80% type of capacity utilization?
Yeah, so our numbers still remain aggressive when it comes to the growth. We are expecting 40+ CAGR growth, and we are once we have entered into this technical know-how agreement, and the things for this are going to, you know, will be in action in the coming months. So we are expecting that now these 10 products will be manufactured in our own facility in India. So we are expecting that from 1 year from now, we will be able to utilize minimum of our 75% capacity.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Satvik Jain from Generational Capital. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, just a quick two questions. So, firstly, there was a 35 crore increase in other financial assets. So, the last year it was negligible, around 1.27 crores. So, could you just share some color probably on what this is, whether this is receivable, short-term receivables, or like what kind of other financial assets are these?
So, to answer your question, other financial assets, so basically we have a short term, into I was saying that in under other financial assets, we have basically a short term investments. So, approximately that is 34 crores. So, earlier we were totally into, you know, conventional model of investing into FDs, but this year we have upgraded ourselves into, you know, risk-free short term investments like commercial papers. So all those commercial papers and short-term investments are capitalized that, categorized that under other financial assets.
Okay, perfect. So this would include CPs and short-term mutual funds, debt mutual funds broadly?
Yes.
Okay, sure. And the second question was like, what is like, could you give a color on what is the credit period you give, say, compared to peers? Because right now, so if we see the receivables are at around 50 crore plus in the balance sheet, at say 260 crore dot turnover for the full year. So are we, in the future, are we looking to reduce that credit period we give to our vendors?
Please go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, Shalu. Go ahead.
Okay. Last year we have approximately debtors day of 65 days, but this year we have reduced the debtor days. No doubt the debtors are increased, but debtor days have been reduced. And moreover, we have, we have a team with us that is known as credit control team. So the, this is the, in last quarter, in this first quarter, we have made this team just, to have a control over the credit days and the receivables amount.
Yeah, so also just to add to that, that our average, receivable days from the dealer side is still it's still higher when it compares to peers, but it is about 45 days. But when it comes to the OEM sales, it has gone up to 90 days as well. But as I told you earlier, our key customers like Godrej or Sleek, they are all Interline, these still are working with us either on LC, and last year we have also introduced the channel financing. So this year, all our key distributors, which comes towards the retail side, and our key OEM clients, we are expecting that we will, enroll them in the channel financing again, which will help us to, have our money back on time by offering them a marginal cash discount. And this will, in better our debtor days. So, yes.
Understood. Thank you. And the last question was, say, by 2025-26, we see ourselves as a full manufacturing company, or it will be a trading plus manufacturing company? Because that, and in addition to that, could you shed some light on the future capex also? Because like from what I understand, 400 crore at peak, if we have the right product mix, is possible from the existing Sonipat facility only.
Yeah. So, going forward, our manufacturing is going to increase in the coming years. But on the other hand, when it comes to the import side, as we mentioned in our opening comments, that the global trends are changing, the market slowly are changing by following the global European trends from solvent-based to waterborne coatings. So all the waterborne and high-quality acrylic coatings that we, are importing from Circa Italy, we expect that in the next 3-4 years, the import of these products are also going to rise because the market are maturing. Architects, especially doing luxury projects who used to use PU earlier, now will start moving towards acrylic PU and waterborne coatings. So these two category of acrylic and waterborne PU, we still intend to import from Italy till it remains the luxury products. So we expect by 2025 that we will be importing these products. And the import of these luxury products, as we, forecast the demand, considering the global trends, will increase. So our imports of these products is going to, increase. So the imported sale contribution will remain till 2025. It's not that we will be a 100% manufacturing company.
Okay. Thank you. That was all from my side, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Milind Karmarkar from Dalal & Broacha. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Had a couple of questions. One was basically that while talking to the large players in paint industry, they are also getting into the kind of segments where you are already present and probably you are the market leader. So wanted to understand, how will you sort of defend your position when it comes to the leadership which you are currently enjoying?
Yeah, see, so as I told you, we carry a decent experience, of wood coatings when it comes to, when it comes to the market, we do hold, we can say, the best experience of wood coatings. And wood coating, though it is becoming a mass product and it is attracting a lot of, paint, non-paint players, but still we cannot ignore its technical side. So our expertise is that we are still able to provide technical support on the ground when it comes to the retail contractors or the OEMs. So with this expertise, secondly, we run a strong contractor loyalty program where, we still feel that contractor after architect is still the key influencer of the wood coating business in India. Thirdly, we have seen a major shift in sales of polyurethane coatings also from retail to OEM, especially in the metro cities, 2-tier, 3-tier, and, smart cities where, now a lot of job that used to happen on site is now, you know, moving towards towards the OEM, because people want that, okay, kitchen and wardrobe banane wale se le lo, furniture ready made le lo. So on site work is going down in the metro cities, which is again, you know, is a big opportunity for us, because we are one of the suppliers where we supply companies where we supply directly to such OEMs, and we provide the technical support. On the contrary, any big player that you name, they are more into the primary sales. They believe in, you know, dumping the material and, you know, selling it through the dealer with a least involvement in the technical, you know, assistance to the big OEMs to achieve the final finish that, you know, Italian product needs or is justified by application of Italian product. So we do have those expertise which, you know, allow us to be stand out from the market. On the other hand, we are able to manage our distribution network on the retail side in a way where we are able to secure a decent margin to our retailers. So the interest of the retailer in brand Circa, where we have a strong recall value in the northern India, and we are going to create a strong recall value in the rest of India with the advertisement campaigns coming right bang on time. So this will also allow us, you know, also to be, you know, recognized as a luxury PU brand in the retail segment, also in the rest of India, though we are known by each and every architects of India. But keeping all these factors in mind, we see that, you know, we do have a strategic advantage when it comes to the opportunity that lies in the market for a couple of years. So we are seeing it as an opportunity, and we think that we will be able to, you know, take the majority of the cake with the kind of infra for wood coatings that we have in terms of team, in terms of the product, and also in terms of the future initiative that we are taking with Circa Italy and the advertisement side.
Okay. One more question. You know, geographically, what are your sales in percentage, that is in the sense north, east, west, south, if you could broadly tell us?
So yes, right now, you know, 70% of the total sales is coming from the northern India, yeah, which is like Delhi, NCR, Punjab, Haryana, UP, UK, Rajasthan and MP. Then other 30% is coming combined from east, west and south. But as I told you that the distribution in south and west is going quite strong, and with the with these key products manufactured being manufactured in India with the price advantages, we are going to penetrate in a better way. So we are seeing that obviously the shift, the revenue mix will remain like this for another, you know, 3-4 quarters, because we are expecting the other states revenue to rise. But on the other hand, we see still very big opportunity of increase in revenue from the northern part of India. So it is not that the northern is at saturation. We are seeing very fast and big possibilities of growth from the northern India. So the mix still should remain for other 4-5 quarters like this. And then, yeah, we can see slight changes.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Rusmik Oza from Nine Rays Equity Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. I just want to understand if you can quantify the exact amount you're going to spend on the advertisement promotion and two on distribution vis-a-vis FY23. So we can just know the amount you're going to spend on advertisement promotion and distribution going ahead.
Yeah, so when it comes to the advertisement and promotion side, we, you know, have assigned almost 5.5% of the total projected revenue for this financial year. So this will be spent on purely on the advertisement and the marketing side. The campaigns are already being finalized, and, you know, we expect to, you know, utilize more in Q2 and Q3, the majority of the chunk, and the balance in the Q4. On the distribution front, we are expanding our depots, and on the other hand, also we are expanding our network through distributors, which is also allowing us to, you know, to invest upon the exclusive studios of Circa and Oikos to create a, you know, luxury touch and feel for the customer. for experiencing our finishes, which will be pure Sirco IQOS experience centers, where we, you know, are working already in two studios in Delhi, one in Bangalore, one in Hyderabad, and one in Raipur, which are already, you know, in process, and we are expecting to complete them in next 2 months. So with this, we are expecting that almost 3-3.5% will also be spent towards the distribution side on of our total revenue, and yeah, 5.5% on the advertisement side.
So both these figures, what will be the number in FY23, sir? The 5.5 and 3, you said, will be around 8-8.5% in FY24. What could be the corresponding figure for FY23 in terms of percentage of revenue?
See, we are expecting almost a 15 to 20 crores spent on the advertisement and the marketing side, another 10 to 12 crores on the distribution side.
Okay, okay. So my second question was, you know, now because of this manufacturing in-house, you know, our utilization levels will hit around 80% by end of FY24. So what could be the capex going forward to, you know, to meet this, you know, future requirements, because you're talking of growing at 35-40% CAGR. And secondly, I think in the opening remarks you mentioned something that you might, you know, look into the next 3-4 quarters about starting to look at manufacturing this luxury, you know, luxury paint, which you are trying to, you know, have a tie-up with Sirco. So what could be the capex for the new initiatives you are looking at on the luxury paints going forward?
Yeah, so on the capex side, we are expecting, you know, almost a capex of 5.5 crores for a wood coating plant in Coimbatore, another 5.5 crores of for a manufacturing plant in Cherwell, and 3.5-4 crores on the capex of new wall paint expansion with IQOS. So altogether, approximately a 15-odd crores capex is planned, considering the growth in the manufacturing side of polyurethane and the IQOS based water based products in this year.
Okay, okay. Any fresh capex for FY25 also, if you want to quantify?
Any fresh capex for
next year, that is FY25.
No, practically these three capex, you know, will allow us to reach to you know, our projected goals and numbers.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir, and best of luck.
Thank you.
We have a next question from the line of Ankit, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, everybody. This is Ankit, chartered accountant. So first of all, I want to convey my congratulations to the entire team of Sirco for the bonus issue. And I appreciate, especially Mr. Suraj, compliance officer, who keep us informed and our call and query were response back timely. And I wish bonus shares would be credited shortly, as I have been intimated that he is in the process to get the share credited. And now I got financial or of our company yesterday. So in this regard, I have a query to our CFO, Ms. Salu. Ms. Salu, as you have uploaded the financial statement, which is divided into two parts, that is quarter ended and year ended. And it's from my view, what I have seen, that you have been releasing unaudited quarterly result on a quarterly basis. But as I can see, you have written fourth quarter is audited. Is it audited? Since if it is audited, then all quarter must be audited, and you are releasing the quarter result with a limited review report. And I think there is some confusion, so kindly I request Ms. Salu to clarify on the same.
Yeah, so, you know, I already had a discussion with our auditors regarding this, but our auditors are of a view that quarter four is audited, because they are auditing, you know, whole year, and at the same point of time, they are auditing quarter four as well. So this is the only reason, but you, if you are saying so, I will, you know, arrange meeting with my auditors as well again, and we'll let you know.
Yeah, actually this is divided into two parts. If it is audited, then it should be aligned with the financial or with the annual financial statement, I think.
No worries. I got your point. Yeah. You know, already I had a discussion with my auditor, but they are of this view. But if you insist, that I will have a discussion with them again, and we'll let you post it.
No problem. Thank you. And my next question is to Mr. Apurva. Mr. Apurva, as you have launched Outsource in India, for which you have intimated in exchange earlier, I would like to ask that what is your vision on IQOS since it is a premium product, and how will you differentiate with your competitors as Indian market, is hard to adapt a new brand among so many existing premium brands. And one more question, and I'm concerned that the last year company had given dividend of rupees 2, and this year company recommends dividend of rupees 1.5. However, I welcome the same, but as our company is growing and continuously making profits, therefore the dividend must also be in line of the same. Since I have been associated with Sirca for a long time and expecting fruitful return for my patience and commitment. Yes, Mr. Apu.
Yeah. So to answer your first question, IQOS, as I also explained previously, that with the IQOS, we have started initially the promotion of textured paints, which is replacing the wallpaper markets in India very aggressively. So these are special textures and not the solid paints, unlike the other competition brands being sold in the market, which is, sold with high recommendation of the designers, and which is allowing us to enter also our wood coatings along with IQOS when it comes to the designer specification of products in their projects. So with this, the products that the IQOS range has, the brand resemblance that IQOS already have in India, we believe that we are going to be benefited in a very strong way with our, visibility of brand amongst the architects, and also with the retail points that we are opening. The experience center of IQOS and Sirca is going to, give that luxury feel of the products to the final customer also. So IQOS initially will be, placed as a pure luxury product line in the retail and the architect segment with the texture paints. And slowly and steadily, we are also going to manufacture certain solid paints, which are, standout products of IQOS globally, which will be, clubbed with our 14 decorative product range, which will be the high-quality products, no smell, no VOC, and with 200% more coverages of what's being offered currently in the market. So we are going to play with IQOS very strategically, and all the moves of this IQOS is also going to, enhance and improve and, aggregate our sales of Sirca wood coatings as well.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Vijay Chauhan from Right Horizon. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, and good evening, and congratulations on strong set of numbers. So there were some challenges in the current quarter. So what is the situation right now? Has it been normalized, or any challenges we are still seeing on the ground, or is it normalized one? Yeah.
Yeah, so challenges related to, the construction bans and everything is 100% normalized. We are seeing a good back again on the demand side also when it comes to the coatings. So as we talk about the current situation, we are not, experiencing any challenges related to what we had in the last quarter.
Yeah, that's helpful. And secondly, we have a geographic mix of 70-30, majorly on the north side, and we are also coming up with lot of new products and manufacturing initiative with the Sirca SP and all. So what is our on-ground execution strategy in terms of adding more dealers, or what is our volume growth expansion strategy? If you can explain us in little bit detail, how we are planning to expand our dealer network. It has gone up substantially in the last 3-4 years, but reaching from almost it has reached 1825 right now. So how are we planning on the dealer expansion side? Yeah.
Yeah. So, with the initiative of manufacturing these 10 imported products now in India, the step has been taken considering big opportunity in the market, and PU becoming a mass and a product of primary, as what we hear from the market and what we smell from the market. So considering this, we are going to expand our distribution network in the North India as well. Means our dealer footprint will increase, but not very, you know, aggressively in terms of the numbers. We are expecting that we will have a rise of about 15% to 20% increase in our dealer network in the northern part of India and more than 100% in the rest of India by this year end. But on the other hand, the contribution of sales by the 80% of the dealers is going to rise dramatically. Means that in the northern part of India, the retail sale 80% was contributed by 20% retailers. Now the contribution from rest 80% is going to increase quite, you know, with a visible effect. That is what we are working on the ground. So we are going to activate, say, an average dealer of 50,000 a month. We are going to take him to, say, 100,000 a month.
Right, right. So we are trying to double the sales per dealer level. Is it correct?
Yeah, the, you know, the smaller dealers which were registered as a dealer with us, but he was working with a limited, he was contributing a limited revenue to us. So now, since, as I mentioned you, with the production being in India, with the PU being placed as a mass product, with the right strategies related to marketing and advertisement we have, we are planning, you know, we are on ground quite confident to activate these dealers with the increased revenue. So this 80-20 principle we want to change to 60-40.
Right, that's quite helpful. And lastly, on the advertising side, like we are planning some ad or something with some Japanese marketing companies. So is there any like progress on that front or any new plans? Yeah.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Our three properties are already, you know, done with all the approvals and everything. And very soon in the coming, you know, quarters and coming weeks, we are going to see our campaign live.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you very much and best of luck for the future. Thank you.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Vivek N. from Shanti. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. My question was around...
sir, we are not able to hear you clearly. Can you use your handset mode, please?
Yeah, is this better now?
You can go ahead with
yes,
your question.
Now is, yeah.
Yeah. So, with respect to the bonus issue, can you just give me some details around that? I am unable to find anything wrong.
Shalu, can you answer this question?
I'm not able to, you know, hear your voice properly.
He's asking about the bonus issue, that what we have given the bonus issue. He needs more details on that.
Regarding what?
Bonus issue.
Oh. So bonus issue is 1:1. Hello? Hello?
Mr. Vivek?
I'm yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. What was the date for the issue?
Mr. Vivek, actually, I'm not able to hear you properly.
Yes, Mr. Vivek, you're not audible. We'll take the next question from the line of Sahil Doshi from ThinkWise Wealth Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good evening. So just a question was mostly on the cash flow perspective.
Mr. Doshi, you're not audible. Please use your handset mode.
Am I better now? Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's a bit better now.
Yes, no, the question was more on the cash flow perspective. If I see mm-hmm. over the years, you know, because of the working capital squeeze, you know, the cash flow generation hasn't really been strong. You did allude that, you know, with the manufacturing, you expect inventory days to go down. So could you just possibly indicate over the next 3 years, you know, where could we stand at and what is the working capital days which you are targeting?
Yeah, see, you know, with the imports being, you know, going drastically down in the coming quarters, we are expecting that our inventory days will go down dramatically in the coming quarters. And on the other hand, also the data side. So we're expecting almost a 50% improvement on the inventory side and maybe 25 to 30% improvement on the data side. So this will, you know, allow us to generate, say, by the year end and in next two years, a decent amount of free cash flows.
Okay, so you did also mention that you will still continue to import 20 to 25%. So roughly, is it fair to say that your working capital will go down below 90 days or how is it? I mean, it's just an indicative number on a blended basis?
Absolutely. As our first project, it is going to, you know, going to be between 75 to 90 days. This is our first step target. Which we think, you know, we...
On a blended company-wide basis or you're just the domestic operation?
No, with the blended company, with the domestic plus imported operation.
Okay, understood. And with the distributor schemes which you are planning to launch or further aggressively expand that, do you think then the debtor days will increase? Because you require some support for them to be also... pushing the product given the large manufacturing setup which you plan to ramp up?
No, so we are not expecting our, you know, debtor days to increase because as I told you on the retail side, we are still offering a very decent amount of credit days compared to the peer competition and with the big retailers and the big distributors, we are strongly switching to the channel financing model wherein we have started enrolling a lot of people and we expect that this year we are going to enroll all our big distributors and retailers which contribute to a decent amount of revenue in the company. So likewise, we are not going to let our debtor days increase at any cost.
Understood. And so just the last one, at what stage would you start thinking about another CapEx, you know, at what point? And how long would that take in terms of, you know, from planning to execution?
See, we have already planned almost three CapEx, one in South India, one in West India related to the wood coating production also considering the exports. After, you know, starting producing imported products in India. And secondly, third capex towards the wall paint side with the Oikos paint to manufacture certain solid products of super high quality. So altogether a 15 odd crore capex is planned within this financial year.
Okay, and what will be the revenue contribution potential of this?
So we are expecting again about 190 to 200 crores additional revenue generation from this capex.
Okay, so your existing setup can fully give you around 600 to 700 crores capex revenue. Is that correct?
So at the peak, when we manufacture majority of the polyurethane products, where the average realization stands out much, much, much better than producing by selling NC melamine and thinners, yes. But with the right product mix, current facility with the expansion, we estimate about 420 to 430 crores. But it can go up to 500-550 crores considering the manufacturing of majority polyurethane and lesser of NC and melamine.
Understood, sir. Thank you so much for this, sir.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Manan Polaria from MKP Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. You are quite audible, yes.
Yes. So, my question is regarding, you mentioned the capacity utilization being, say, 30-35%. What I didn't understand was this 30-35% is on the 30% revenue that we manufacture over here. This does not include the Italian PU, correct?
Yes, and correct.
So you said something else afterwards about 400 crore, 150 crore and 75-80% utilization, which I did not understand, like when you were answering the first participant's question. So if you could just clarify on that, that would be great.
No, sorry, I didn't get your question. Can you come back?
Yeah, can you hear me now, sir?
Yeah, yeah, I can hear you, but I could not understand your question, what exactly you asked.
Right. So you mentioned to the first participant something about your peak revenue being about 250 crores, and now your after your capacity expansion, it's being close to about 400 crores with the 6 new mixers for the Italian PU. And
yes,
the thing about capacity utilization. So what I wanted to understand was, if you, your new capacity of Italian PU, how much is that in terms of liters or MTP, whatever metric you use, and how much Italian PU did we sell last year? Also, like, how, what is this 250, 400 crore math? I genuinely don't get it.
See, the revenue that we did last year, 70% of the revenue in numbers, because for Italian polyurethane coating has a very high realization. In terms of, you know, average realization of Italian PU is much higher. So 70% of the revenue was coming from the imported PU from the last year numbers, and 30% revenue in numbers was coming from the products that we were manufacturing here. Now, with the increased capacity of almost 18,000 liters a day and in a year about 54 lakh liters a day, and considering the production of same products now being in India, and considering the growth that we can, you know, generate with the better pricing and with the better distribution, with the better advertisement this year, we are expecting, you know, that we are going to utilize the 80% of this combined facility in 1 year from now.
Okay, understood, sir. Fantastic. I have some more questions, but I'll email you those afterwards. Is that all right?
Absolutely, sir. It will be a pleasure, yes.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Ankush Agrawal from Surge Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Just one question. So earlier we had a phase partnership with San Marco Group. So what things worked out over there that we have to shift to a new partnership? And is there any change in the paint strategy? Because earlier it was more of a leverage strategy wherein we wanted to offer a more complete portfolio to our distributors. And now we are looking at some more major push with opening of like special distribution points for it. So if you can highlight on this.
Yeah. So yeah, with the San Marco Group, so San Marco Group also had another brand by the name of Nova Color, where they were associating with Asian Paints from last 10 years. And last year they had some very big arrangements with them, wherein they had to take this decision of, you know, moving ahead with San Marco Group in a different way with their Nova Color partners, Asian Paints. So that is why we had to, you know, take a call rather than spending another 2 years with San Marco brand. We took this initiative of getting the, taking this better opportunity of Oikos in India, which was in India for last 6 to 8 years. So we entered into a very strong secured agreement with them of promoting and, you know, promoting Oikos in India. So with Oikos, as I told you, and we are going to open the stores wherein we are going to give a very luxury experience. This will be all related to the textures and not the solid paints. So means the special paints that we are offering in the market, which is a you know, a replacement of a wallpaper, you can talk about, which is more artificial, and with this you get more natural effects. So architects globally, with the global trends, are moving towards the textures. So our concentration is there to, you know, on the textures, to place it very luxuriously and take advantage also on the wood coating side. But considering, you know, the rest of the wall paint kitty product that we added with the strategic move of completing the kitty, it still remain, you know, it's the strategy behind the general wall coating products still remain the same. We wanted to complete the kitty of the product so that we can enter Pan India aggressively. That is why now with the expertise of Oikos coming up, this portfolio, you know, even gets stronger, and we can, you know, generate in the coming years a very, you know, good visible numbers also from this decorative division.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand over the call to Mr. Apurva Agarwal for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. So it was a pleasure, you know, speaking to all the shareholders. And, you know, I would like to end this call by saying that when it comes to the wood coating market and in India, we have seen some dramatic changes in last 1 year when I have also explained in my opening comments and during when I was answering a lot of questions and interesting questions from the investors and the shareholders, that there is a, you know, big opportunity that we see in the market in for next 2 to 3 years when it comes to the coatings business. That is why a lot of non-paint and paint companies are attracted to this segment. And we strongly believe that with the kind of expertise we have in this segment, we are going to, you know, make Sirka much more visible than it is today in next 2 to 3 years, because the opportunity is there in the market and we are going to capitalize it. And we believe with all the expansion that we are doing, with all the important agreements that recently we have done with Sirka Italy, with the kind of support we have with Sirka Italy, from Sirka Italy and Oikos, with the kind of management bandwidth that we are growing in this coming quarters, we are going to be one of the most visible player when it comes to the paint and the coating segment. And I truly, you know, look forward for all the support from all of you. So thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Dalal & Broacha Stock Broking, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.